Congratulations to Ruben, who just got tickets for the Ocean Way Festival at the beach in Santa Monica, September 26th. Your chance to win is coming up on K-Rock. And it's the world famous K-Rock, 106.7 KROQ. It's Kevin Ryder in the afternoon. What's up, party people? On the show today, we have People Are Dumb. We have What's Up with Florida. This is a strange one. A stranger pulled over to an officer who was issuing a ticket and claimed that he was a lawyer and he would handle it. But he wasn't a lawyer and he couldn't handle it. Odd. We have animal stories today, the tale of Jimothy, which I think you'll love. We have the 420 catch of the day. That's our new music feature. And in the 5 o'clock hour, we will continue to give you tickets to Ocean Way Festival with Killers, Jack White, and Sublime. Hey, Rock, hello.
Hey, what's up, Kevin?
What's happening?
Winning.
Stop it.
That is Eve 6. Max Collins and the guys still playing. You can find them at festivals throughout the summer. Here's a story I don't need a reverse on.
Twist in the massive lettuce recall due to the cyclospora outbreak.
Yeah, we don't need a twist. We got that kind of figured out. Details coming up on K-Rock. Giving away tickets all this week for the Killers and Jack White and Sublime and more at Ocean Way Festival at the beach in Santa Monica. It's about 2 months from now, September 26th. That one just kind of came out of nowhere. Let's talk about the disease that sort of came out of nowhere, where all of us are having explosive results.
Twist in the massive lettuce recall due to the cyclospora outbreak.
Wait a minute. This is the explosive diarrhea one. We don't need a twist in that story. Don't go back on our answers.
The FDA now says there was a false positive result when testing Taylor Farms lettuce for the parasite.
All right, this is one of my pet peeves, and it started with COVID. If you can have a false positive, it's not a good test. If you're testing for something, it should tell you yes or no. If you could get a yes, and it might be no, it's a terrible test. We can't accept this. Especially when it comes to our buttholes.
Which has been causing thousands of illnesses across the country. Taylor Farms has already pulled dozens of products sourced from central Mexico and distributed across 27 states.
Okay, but is that the reason or is that not the reason? Could be a false positive, but also it might, but it's not, but it could be, but it's not, but it might be. What's going on with this?
Including Pennsylvania and New Jersey. The recall is still on due to possible contamination.
Okay, so it's still possible, I guess?
The FDA and state partners continue to collect and analyze product samples.
Well, they're doing a great job.
It is impossible to overstate just how bad that sucks.
You can go to the beach at Santa Monica on September 26th and see the Killers and Jack White and Sublime and a whole lot more. It's the Ocean Way Festival. And that is coming up in less than 10 minutes. So keep listening for a chance to get in on K-Rock. K-Rock, hello, who's this?
This is Rick.
Hey, Rick, you win.
Oh, crap. Nice.
You got tickets for Ocean Way Festival at the beach at Santa Monica on September 26th. You'll see the Killers, you'll see Jack White, and you'll see Sublime along with other bands.
Oh, that's awesome.
I don't go shopping for clothes very much, but when I do, I don't want to be tailed around by salespeople. Do you like this? That would look good on you. Here's a color. So I tell the first salesperson I come to, if you leave me alone, I promise I will come find you, and I will buy all of the clothes that I buy from you, just so that I can have a shopping experience where I don't feel like I'm being chased. I try not to be a dick, but I don't want to be chased. And that's why what they're doing in Sephora, a store I have nothing to buy from, is interesting because they're actually suggesting quiet shopping. They have hours that are quiet hours where they turn all of the music and the lights and everything down. They dim it a little bit and no salesperson comes and tries to sell you things unless you go to them during those hours. They will not follow you. And I love it. All right, here's an annoying influencer to tell you about Sephora's quiet hours.
Quiet hours happen on Wednesdays and Saturdays at select Sephora locations for the first hour after opening. And what they do is they turn down the music, limit staff interactions to let customers shop independently, and they minimize strong scents in the perfume section to encourage a low sensory experience.
Dude, I want every store to have quiet hours. That would be so great.
This is exactly what accessibility looks like in the beauty industry, and I'm so happy that Sephora are making such major moves in the industry.
Yeah, I'm not so much a big fan of hers.
Would you like to see every retailer introduce quiet hours into their stores?
The article goes on to suggest that Target and Chuck E. Cheese should adopt quiet hours. And the only way that I can tell of in a million years for Chuck E. Cheese to be quiet is to close the doors. Give us another hour of closed Chuck E. Cheese, and I'm in.
Yeah!
Here's the headline. Meet Jimothy, the unusually round Seattle raccoon, capturing hearts worldwide. It's bizarre. Animal stories coming up next on K-Rock. If you've heard us talking about the Ocean Way Festival and you thought, oh, I must have missed that one. It comes around every year. No, it's brand new. It's at the beach at Santa Monica on September 26th, and you can see Sublime and Jack White and the Killers, and we've got tickets for you coming up in about 20 minutes on the world-famous K-Rock.
Get your greasy little face up next to the radio because it's time for America's favorite radio program, Animal Stories.
Time for Kevin Ryder's
Animal Stories! There is a raccoon in Seattle that has become famous worldwide. His name is Jimothy. I'll explain that in a minute. Because he has something called a shortened spine. Actually, it's called the short spine syndrome. So his spine is not big enough for his body. So he's like the hunchback of Notre raccoons.
Jimothy, that's that raccoon from Ballard. Well, Jimothy has a rare spinal condition that makes him look a little different.
Ugly?
But people all over the world have now fallen in love with him. He was featured heavily at the weekend Mariners game, including during the salmon races.
I got to tell you, there's two categories of ugly pets. And I love pets. I think all pets are cute. But there is a cute ugly category for pets. And there's also an ugly cute category for pets. This is an ugly cute category. The first thing you notice, its ugliness slaps you right in the face. There's something wrong with this raccoon. This is a janky looking motherfucker.
People have made art dedicated to Jimothy. We've even seen Jimothy tattoos.
Imagine getting one poor mangled raccoon as a tattoo. You'll have to explain to people for the rest of your life. No, it was cool because it had a short spine.
He even made an appearance on the CBS Evening News where the person who posted the now viral first video of him was asked why the name Jimothy, and they simply answered,
okay, this is the video that started it all and the person who took it.
What am I looking at?
This was my first time seeing Jimothy, and I initially thought that he was a cat. I realized he definitely wasn't a cat. We literally just saw him and was like, he looks like a Jimothy.
I'm sorry, how much thought was put into that?
Just saw him and was like, he looks like a Jimothy.
Well, he is one of one. I mean, and you know, I haven't seen, you know, other animals, cats, dogs, or whatever, with this short spine syndrome. So I've never seen anything like
this. It's kind of different looking.
It's definitely different.
Yeah.
Come on, you guys can say ugly cute.
Good for Jimothy. He's a trash panda. He's just got a little different look.
Yeah.
What am I looking at?
I'm telling you guys, it's round.
What are you talking about?
It's round.
No.
It's round.
It's ugly, but it's an animal. We love Jimothy. No one's with me on that. We're going to send you to see the Killers and Sublime and Jack White and more at the Ocean Way Festival at the beach in Santa Monica, September 26th. Your chance to win coming up in 5 minutes on K-Rock. K-Rock, hello, who's this?
Hi, it's Nicole.
Hi, Nicole, you're caller 20. You win.
Woo! Oh, my gosh, thank you so much.
You got tickets for the Ocean Way Festival at the beach at Santa Monica on September 26th, where Sublime and Jack White and the Killers and a bunch more are going to be playing.
Oh, my gosh. Thank you.
It's Kevin Ryder and Megan Holliday. We have the 420 catch of the day on the way. Right now, it's time for three things at four.
K-Rock. K-Rock. K-R-O-Q.
Three things at four.
One, two, three.
Number one, a British World Cup fan went a little too hard in the paint or in the grass yesterday.
Uh-oh.
He spent more than $8,000 to attend the World Cup final at MetLife Stadium, covering flights, hotels, and, of course, the notoriously expensive tickets. Only to get so hammered before kickoff that he was kicked out of the stadium before he ever saw the match. He said he barely remembers what happened, that he drank throughout the day and was removed by security after becoming heavily intoxicated.
He could have done that just for the cost of the alcohol. He didn't have to buy everything else.
Oh my God.
Wow.
So he missed his victory, and it was basically an $8,000 blackout, if you think about it.
Do you know if he was a Spain fan or an Argentina fan?
That I do not know.
I hope he's a Spain fan, because that'll hurt more.
Want. Number two, move over, Bigfoot, because Jimothy has arrived. Seattle's,
I'm sorry?
Yes, Jimothy is Seattle's vibrant mutant raccoon. He's captured the internet's heart with what experts believe is a rare congenital condition called short spine syndrome. So imagine if A raccoon and a baked potato had a baby with really long legs.
It's a great description.
That is what Jimothy looks like. So anyway, here's the story.
There may be a new mythical creature in town.
With small feet.
Yeah. We're talking about a very odd-looking raccoon people are now calling Jimothy. Yeah. Kyra 7's Jack Bilyeu went looking for that creature. He joins us live in Ballard right now. So did you find him, Jack?
Well, we looked hard, but he did not turn up. Probably sleeping right now, because raccoons are, after all, nocturnal. But just because we didn't see him doesn't mean he's not out there, because he is all over.
Do you think he was happy when they said, hey, we want you to go chase a raccoon?
Absolutely not. This guy was like, this is insane.
Social media, take a look. An Instagram post launched the animal into fame. It sits at more than 300,000 likes. Since then, other people have taken to the web to post their sightings of this animal they call Jimothy, like this clip of the raccoon walking around on someone's deck. We spoke to neighbors who are eager to soon have a sighting of their own.
It kind of has some sort of physical abnormality. Kind of looks a little bit like a cryptid, but very cute.
You know, I keep hearing that word about this, cryptid. Mm-hmm. Tell me, what does that mean to you?
Yeah, kind of almost a little supernatural. Kind of like Bigfoot or a Yeti or something. Kind of becoming infamous really quickly.
Jimothy has taken over the internet. People are getting tattoos.
Yes, I saw someone getting a tattoo of Jimothy.
It is absolute insanity, but I love it so much.
But that guy, for the rest of his life, is going to go, you'll never believe the story. And he's going to have to tell him the whole story. And this raccoon had a short spine. And people are going to go, so?
He's going to get it removed in like 10 years.
Yes, yeah.
Number three.
Ridiculous.
The latest relationship hack is not couples therapy. It's called airport divorce. So the viral trend has couples splitting up as soon as they get to the airport, going through security, shopping, grabbing food, and following their own pre-flight rituals separately before meeting back at the gate to board together. So the idea is that airports tend to bring out very different travel personalities.
Interesting.
So a little temporary independence can help avoid unnecessary stress and arguments. Travel experts say giving each other a bit of space before takeoff can actually set the tone for a smoother, happier vacation together. And I just thought that was so
It's odd that couples can't just go, hey, I'm going to go here. You want to go there? Okay.
Right. Yeah, and I'll see you in a little bit.
Yeah, that's it.
An expert has to come out and say, hey, do an airport divorce.
Unbelievable.
I'm Megan Holliday. That was Three Things at 4 on K-Rock.
K-Rock's 420.
Catch of the day.
A monster catch of the day.
This is a British band named Leap. They're a lot bigger in the UK than here, and I love them so much. They just re-released Exit Signs. That's the name of the song. Lyrically, it's a moody breakup love song with lines like, you're showing me the exit signs, as a metaphor for a relationship winding down. It's Exit Signs. It's the band Leap, and it's the 420 catch of the day on K-Rock. I love that band so much. It's called Leap, and that song is called Exit Signs. If you'd like to see them, they are coming September 30th to the House of Blues in Anaheim. And that is our 420 catch of the day on K-Rock. We want you to see The Killers, Jack White, and Sublime.
Win your tickets to the Ocean Wave Festival coming up on K-Rock.
All week long, we are giving away tickets for the Ocean Wave Festival at the beach at Santa Monica on September 26th.
So you're going to get to see The Killers, Jack White, Sublime, and many more.
And you can win those tickets coming up on the world famous K-Rock. That sounds so good.
It's so good.
World famous K-Rock. It's Kevin Ryder and Megan Holliday. And for your tickets this hour for the Ocean Wave Festival at the beach at Santa Monica on September 26th to see The Killers and Jack White and Sublime, we're going to do it differently than at the top of the hour, which we've been doing. We're going to do it with our phone topic. So it's story time.
Yes, story time.
Megan brought in a story about how couples can get along at the airport.
Yes, so it's a new relationship hack, and it's called airport divorce. So this has gone viral, where couples split up as soon as they get to the airport. So they do security shopping, grabbing food, and following their own pre-flight rituals separately before meeting back at the gate to board together. And the idea is that this kind of sets the tone for a smoother, happier vacation, so they don't get into any arguments at the airport.
Here's my question. Don't you know if you're getting along? And can't you make that sort of make that happen on your go, hey, you know what? I want to go over there. And then they go, yeah, fine.
Yeah, like you would think so. But I got to tell you, when I would go to the airport with my ex, he had a tendency to just, he would just be like walking and he wouldn't realize that he left me in the dust.
Right.
You know, and we would get into certain arguments at the airport. And it, I remember
because
now,
he was a fast walker.
He was a really fast walker. And also just, it was like, I didn't even exist anymore. It was just, he was just gone. He was in the wind.
Interesting.
You know? And so I
so
think,
it upset you that he wasn't even paying attention that you were far behind.
Yeah.
That
I would have rathered him just say, hey, I'm going to just kind of do my own thing and walk fast.
I'm going to walk like a normal person.
Oh, whatever.
And you walk slowly.
I walk fast for my height. Okay. He was really tall. But yeah, we would get into arguments.
All right. Here's the thing. Here's the topic. 800-520-1067. Innocent things that your partner does or did, that annoyed you. Innocent things they did. They're not trying to annoy you. They just are living their lives.
Yes.
And something about them, even though they're not trying to annoy you, annoys you.
Yeah.
So 800-520-1067 is the phone number for your calls and your texts.
And again, for the best call or text, you will win your tickets to go to the Ocean Way Festival and see The Killers, Jack White, Sublime, and many more.
Innocent things your partner does that annoys you. 800-520-1067. Innocent things your partner did that annoyed you.
562 said, my husband, love him to pieces, but he can fall asleep anywhere, no matter where or who's around. He's talking and then boom, split second, snores. No disease or sickness. He just snoozes off.
I'm so jealous.
Aww, I know, me too, honestly.
That'd be so great. Innocent things your partner does that annoy you.
626 says, my husband always needs to take a last minute crap right before we go. Like he's either excited or nervous about leaving the house, and his body just makes him have to go last minute. So we always end up being 5 to 10 minutes late out the door, and it drives me insane.
No way to fix that. No, can't move that 5 minutes up.
Dedicated to Jump.
This is dedicated to Jump.
I love Jump.
It's my favorite. It is the world famous K-Rock 106.7 KROQ. It's Kevin Ryder and Megan Holliday. We are taking your phone calls about innocent things your partner does that annoys you.
And you can call or text 800-520-1067. For the best one, you're going to win these tickets to go to Ocean Way Festival at the beach in Santa Monica September 26th with The Killers, Jack White, Sublime, and many more.
All right. Innocent things your partner does that annoys you.
My ex really loved her cat way too much.
Loved what?
She was a cat lady.
Oh,
and
cat
she was nuts
okay.
about her. Yeah, and she would let the cat, I mean, you know, take a dump everywhere and not really clean up. And
oh,
yeah, that was kind of like the straw that broke, you know, the camel's back.
I mean, I don't feel like that's an innocent
that's
thing.
That's not
though.
Innocent.
No.
That's guilty as hell.
That's, she hates you.
Yeah.
K-Rock, hello.
She won't let me know, like, the exact time that we're supposed to be somewhere.
Oh, my God. It's such a guy thing.
That is such a guy thing, yeah.
Yeah, and I know he's not like, doing it purposefully, but I'd like to know, like, hey, you need to be ready by, like, 7:20. We need to be out the door.
Yeah,
yeah,
of course.
You need to plan your life. Girl, I feel you.
Sure. K-Rock, hello.
Well, it's my parents, not my partners.
All right,
but I have,
that's fine.
They're retired now, so I constantly have to take them to the airport. And it's kind of funny because my mom, she gets, like, wasted right before she gets leaves for the airport. And my dad acts like he doesn't know. And so by the time that they're, like, getting out of the car, she could barely walk.
Oh, my God.
And my
God.
Dad's like, come on, Pam, come on, come on. He gets mad at her. Like,
she just wants to be able to get on that airplane and pass out.
Yes.
Yes.
But your dad would just act like she wasn't drunk?
Yeah, he just kind of, like, acts like it didn't happen. Like, he doesn't know what's going on, but really he does. You
That's
know, it's
so
like this
funny.
Little game they play.
K-Rock, hello. Innocent things your partner did that annoyed you.
Okay, wife of 11 years. She likes to try to finish my sentences.
Oh, God.
As a man, I only speak about 10,000 words to her 30,000 words.
Right.
So when she takes the words out of my mouth, it kind of gets shortchanged during the day.
Could that be because you talk so slowly?
Oh, my God.
Yes.
K-Rock, hello.
What's up, Kevin?
Innocent things your partner did that annoyed you.
So this is what it is. My wife, she has a lot of girlfriends. So they always calling her for advice or calling her for... about her, their boyfriend did something to them, blah, blah, blah. It's either when we're watching movies or for eating dinner. If that phone rings, she always tells me, hold on, hold on. I got to go talk to my girlfriend and try to fix her, you know, relationship. Or try to go fix, you know, something, whatever it is.
Have you ever said, we're watching the movie tonight. If you don't mind, could you just watch the movie through with me?
And all she says is pause it.
Yeah, and then 4 hours later, she comes back.
Yeah, she doesn't love you.
Yeah, so I mean...
We are talking about innocent things your partner does that annoys you.
805 said, one thing my partner does is she gets her own food, and I choose mine. She ends up liking mine better and doesn't like hers, so I trade her so she can be happy and not have to make us go get something else for her. This is a common tale, I think.
Yes. High maintenance. Innocent things your partner does that annoy you.
This just happened. We took the family to Hawaii, and of course, the kids and my wife wanted to go explore the airport. So I was stuck with like 7 luggage bags for like 40 minutes till they returned.
The bag babysitter.
Oh my, and I can't go anywhere. I can't take 7 rolling suitcases. And then you think I learned my lesson, and then on the way back from Oahu, Honolulu, back to LAX, same thing happened. I got stranded in the seat.
But wouldn't it just be a good idea if everybody took their own luggage places?
It would be, but I don't want the responsibility of misplacing their luggage. So I want to divorce next time, listen to my headphones, zone out, and just TikTok.
We may have touched a nerve on this one. There seems a lot of calls and a lot of texts on the topic of innocent things your partner did that annoys you. You have one of those?
Hey, I've got it. I'm excited to put my husband on blast.
Let's hear it. Innocent things your partner does that annoys you.
All right. The most annoying thing is he is a giant priss, a massive metrosexual.
Oh, so you said he's a priss. Okay.
This is such a thing between us. Daily he manscapes, lotions his skin. His hair alone takes 20 minutes. He irons his hand-picked outfit and completely hogs the bathroom.
Then walks out
and tells me to hurry up, like he didn't just take hours. And he also leaves his get-ready mess everywhere. And this guy is a so-called, like, man's man. He works in the car industry. He hunts. He shoots. And he's a bigger female than I am. He is a prince.
This man is in touch with both his feminine and masculine sides.
What does he say when you say, hey, why don't you spend so much time in there?
He denies it. He denies it. And he says, beauty is a duty. Like all these smart comments. But yeah.
Beauty is a duty. Go to hell.
Beauty is a duty. That's his favorite one. His name is Dan.
All right, blast him out. We're on it.
K-Rock, hello.
I feel so bad hating, or not, just being so angry at him for this. But it bugs me so much how he washes his hands after he eats, because he just shakes off like a dog and water gets everywhere.
Oh, that's annoying.
What does he say when you say, hey, what if you dried your hands?
He just says, well, I'm drying them, and then I go to the towel to dry them after.
I'm drying them by shaking them?
By getting water everywhere?
Your partner's an idiot.
Oh, yeah. I know. Like, I try and tell him so many times, like, you shake off like a dog. You're a human. Just dry your hands.
K-Rock, hello.
Oh, my God. I was with my ex for 6 years, and every single time he would eat or drink literally anything, even water, he'd make this loud gulping sound from, like, deep within his throat. Like, gulp, gulp, gulp.
Oh, no!
It almost sounds cartoonish.
No, I know. And I could tell it was, like, he thought that in order to, like, physically swallow, he had to make that sound. So I never said anything for, like, 6 years, but it was, like, nails on a chalkboard.
Oh. So you didn't say anything the entire time you were together with him?
No, I felt bad. It was so embarrassing. I was like, how do I teach someone how to swallow?
Kev, how do we beat that?
How do you not... What's her name?
Her name's Julia.
Julia, how do you not say anything in 6 years?
Yeah, I just felt so bad. I truly was kind of at a loss. Like, I thought about the mechanics of swallowing and, like, how I was even... begin to describe that to somebody other than just saying, like, you know, you don't have to make that sound, right?
Well, what sealed it for me specifically is that you made the gulp sound.
100%. That really sold it.
You have to hear it. It's unreal. And, like, I would just try to make sure that it was not noticeable in public, so I would, you know, try to talk over him if he was eating or drinking.
Really? You go, excuse me. My husband was swallowing.
Oh, my God. Well, here's the great news. The loud gulping has really paid off because, Julia, you're going to go to the Ocean Way Festival and see the Killers, Jack White, Sublime on the beach in Santa Monica on September 26th.
Oh, my gosh. Okay. Heck yeah. That's amazing.
And
that's
you should incredible. Take your ex. Let him swallow on the beach where no one will hear him.
Yes.
We have more tickets for the Ocean Way Festival at the beach at Santa Monica on September 26th.
You're going to see the Killers, Jack White, Sublime, and many more. And your shot to win is coming up at 6 on K-Rock.